This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who was a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. The question is, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. Really happy to have with us in this hour, at the top of the hour, is David Bossi. He is the co-author with Corey Lewandowski of Trump's Enemies, How the Deep State is Undermining the Presidency of the United States. And, of course, we've been talking about the deep state and all the issues that the president's had to take on here. And to all of my fellow listeners out there who pound me all the time, why can't Trump get this done now? I think we might have some answers for you right now. And with us right now is David Bossi. David, welcome to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And listen, the deep state is a real thing. I think a lot of people don't even to this day understand it, but it is absolutely a real thing, isn't it?
Well, it is, and look, I think the left and the media try to make it into some tinfoil hat-wearing stuff, and what we describe the deep state is, and is very simple, is that it's a permanent bureaucracy, this permanent political class that is here in Washington, D.C. Those bureaucrats, as well as the lobbyists and the interest groups, that what they do is they make sure that their agenda is first and foremost. And you have the Obama holdovers that have burrowed themselves into the government. You have the Clinton holdovers that burrowed themselves in. And then you layer on top of that that Chuck Schumer has held up now between 300 and 400 Trump political appointees that require Senate confirmation. Those are the people that go in and be the supervisors of these very folks in these departments and agencies across the government that we're talking about. And so what they're able to do is say, you know what, you know, we own this place. You're just here for 4 years or 8 years. We're here for 30 or 40 years. We can slow walk your policy changes. We can ignore your policy changes. We don't really have to do what you want. We're just going to continue on with what we're doing. And that is what this president has had to confront, and he's been confronting it for the last 2 years, and he's really shattered it. It's just a matter of whether he can break it apart completely, because as you drain the swamp and as the water level goes down, you know, those critters, those serpents start to come out of the woodwork, and they're fighting you to the death because they know you're out to get them.
Yeah, and you know, we've been trying to tell people that this whole bureaucratic gobbledygook that you have going on in Washington is just so overbearing, and it's been so well ensconced in, you know, in Washington, D.C. You know, I was watching, or I was actually at a place in San Francisco where Tucker Carlson was at. I met Tucker, and he was talking to the group and told everybody, he said, look, you just don't understand how badly the bureaucracy in Washington, D.C. hates Donald Trump. And there's just so much of it that he has to fight his way every single day through the bureaucratic mess that's there just to kind of get any kind of footing at all as the president. Would you agree?
I do, and it is very important. And look, we start talking about this because there were people inside the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Strachs, the Pages, the McCabes, the Bakers, the Comeys of the world that have somewhat become household names. But these folks, you know, they use their career FBI agents, and they're using the power of their badges to undermine our democracy, which is something that has never been done before in American history. And you have these people who are ideological zealots who decide we're going to try to defeat Donald Trump. We're going to create this insurance policy, if you will. We're going to pass around this discredited, unverified, fake Russian dossier paid for by the Democrats. That's part and parcel of what we see here. And then you have the intelligence community and Clapper and Brennan and others who worked in hand-in-hand with them to try to defeat Donald Trump before the election and then try to discredit him during the transition and since.
Yeah, we're talking with David Bossie. He is the co-author with Corey Lewandowski of Trump's Enemies, How the Deep State is Undermining the Presidency. I guess one of the deep state actors that's out there right now that's getting a little bit more scrutiny than he probably wants to, and that's Robert Mueller. Your comments on him.
Yeah, well, you know what? We're going to see what the Mueller investigation comes up with. Let's see if the Mueller team, which everybody on the left claims is just following facts and evidence, if they are actually following facts and evidence, then let's see what the Mueller report says when it comes out. And we need it to come out. Transparency is very important. We need the Mueller report to be made public so that every American can see what 2 years and $40 million buys you. But you know, are there two sets of rules? Did the FBI agents, you know, use one set of rules for the Trump people and one set of rules for the Clinton people in the email investigation? Did the Mueller team go after the facts and evidence of what James Comey was doing when he was ill, when he was breaking the law and leaking information on Donald Trump to the mainstream media? Did Strzok and Page violate the law? Where are those issues, and how are they dealt with in the Mueller report is equally as important, because let's see if it's two sets of rules, just like we believe it is.
Do you even think that they're going to include them in the investigation?
Well, I think that's part of what I'm talking about here.
Yeah,
if the Mueller team is saying we're just following facts and evidence, then that clearly and by the way, they're not constricted by the rules of how they were created to investigate Russia collusion, cooperation, and coordination with the Trump campaign because that didn't exist and they never have found any. So, you know, now they're into Paul Manafort lying and obstructing justice and tax evasion and wire fraud and bank fraud cases, issues for things that happened 10 years before, the Trump campaign. And Michael Cohen, the same types of charges, tax evasion and others, for a taxi cab company in New York City having nothing to do with the Trump campaign. So if those things can be true, then why can't they go after, then there's no reason for them not to investigate the Clinton side of this equation.
Well, then, of course, Jerome Corsi announced today he's pushing back against the Mueller investigation and filing a criminal complaint against him. Your thoughts on that? We have about 20 seconds.
Yeah, I feel badly for Jerome Corsi. I hope that he is in a position where he's going to be able to fight this. It's for a 72-year-old man who didn't even get a speeding ticket to be claimed to have the FBI claim that you lied to them and force you to go to prison for that is outrageous. He's a fine American, and he's a reporter. That's what he does. He writes books, and he's a reporter. I don't understand how they could be trying to jam him up, but, it's part and parcel of what we're seeing with the Mueller investigation.
Listen, David, I want to thank you very much for being on Agenda 21 Radio and the author of Trump's Enemies, How the Deep State is Undermining the Presidency, and thank you very much for being with us here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Okay. David Bossie here on Agenda 21 Radio, Trump advisor, talking about his new book, Trump's Enemies. And he's got a few, doesn't he? Anyway, we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Okay, you'll be able to hear the David Bossy interview again on the podcast about an hour. Great. And again, I bring this out to you, and I'm glad we had him on the show, because I'm getting all these questions all the time. I know some of you are listening out there going, wow, I kind of understand where Paul's coming from now. The bureaucracy is a difficult thing to fight. That is the swamp. That is the swamp. This is when you're down waist deep in it. You know, sloshing around in your gaiters or whatever they're called. Anyway, this is from American Thinker. Now, I got to tell you, I think the American Thinker site is one of the best ones. I use it all the time for various and sundry things to back up, primarily to back up a lot of stories, you know, or to just use them raw, if you know what I mean. And again, it comes down to voter suppression. I was asked on Dave Janda's radio show over the weekend, Dr. Dave Janda. I was really kind of blindsided, because he had called me early and said, well, I want to talk about this and talk about that. And all of a sudden he just says, oh, what about California and the voter suppression out there? And what do you think about Fox News calling it early? And I said, well, it was terrible. You know, because you see, we're a little touchy about voting things out here in California. I mean, not even a little bit touchy about it. It's just embarrassing. It really is. These guys they just think they run the place with their, you know, crooked voting scams that they've got. And they do have them, by the way. But this is a wonder. Monica Showalter. She's written a story. It says, the stomach-turning ballot harvesting that enabled Democrats to walk off with California. And again, it just popped up today. Actually, yesterday afternoon. And I'm kind of backed up a little bit. I was kind of ranting and raving about what happened in Mexico. Of course, in the last hour, so I'm kind of backed up a little bit, but I cannot let go of this story, and you probably don't want me to. The picture emerging from California's election is grotesque. How again did Democrats engineer their strange midterm victory in Orange County and in other traditionally Republican areas? In that election, apparently winning Republican candidates were all unseated, as the ballots just kept arriving and arriving and arriving until the results flipped. I mean, maybe you didn't get this, but the election was, what, the 6th? Then we had the fire on the 8th. Isn't that interesting? Oh, but then we had the shooting, I'm sorry. What about the shooting down there? Yeah. And then a fire down there, too. And we're talking about that in Ventura area, right? Thousand Oaks. Conservative place. My stomach is churning right now as I think of these kind of series of events that took place and some of the things that happened. So the picture emerging from California's election is grotesque. How again did they engineer? I love these terms. How did they engineer their strange midterm victory in Orange County and in other traditionally Republican areas? In that election, apparently winning Republican candidates were all unseated as the ballots just kept coming in and arriving and arriving and arriving and arriving until the results flipped, flopped, to the Democratic side each and every time. And no such flips happen for Republicans. Just Democrats, after Democratic operatives had enough information from televised results to know that Republicans were winning. Fox News. Fox News. Chris Steigerwald, remember? Democrats say it's just counting all the votes. Welcome to ballot harvesting, she says. The Daily Caller has an ace report with a video showing just how that's done. Isn't that interesting? Who said that? Okay. We're going to play that video, I think, in a second.
It goes on here.
It says, Cali, new law for 2018 election. Allow anybody to walk into an elections office and hand over truckloads of vote-by-mail envelopes with ballots inside. No questions asked. No verified records kept. It amounts to an open invitation to large-scale voter fraud. That's from Robert Barnes from Barnes Law. Yeah, you think? You think? It says here, which is why it's illegal almost everywhere in the world. California, on the other hand, back in 2016, passed AB 1921, a law that actually permits it. Anyone can turn in ballots. No. Now, they can do it. No questions asked. No chain of custody required. And back at the time, Democrats were hollering about how turnout and how getting more turnout was a priority, even though they were running a one-party state at the time, as they are now. The monoparty baby. Here we go. The monoparty baby. Here we go. Harvesting. I'm sorry. I'm just gleeful at this result. They painted themselves as all concerned about democracy, given the low rates of turnout in their districts, many of which were known as rotten boroughs full of non-citizen voters. But what they really had in mind was ballot harvesting. Most of the attention at the time from Republicans was focused on the involuntary registration of voters through the Department of Motor Vehicles, which has led to what was feared, the registration of illegal immigrants. But the bigger thing was going on the outside. With the mail-in ballots nobody asked for, and the apparent real purpose of these unmasked for and unwanted ballots, which was for ballot harvesting. You know, I hate it when these people get called out, right? And we know that they're going to get called out. We have absolutely no, we understand that. I sign up for every party mail list in order to read what all politicians or political sides are thinking. So I get lots of Democratic Party mail, including polls of members. Now, this is the Showalter writing this now, which I answer probably horrifying Democrats who open such return polls as I tell them to get rid of Obamacare. If they want to know what I think, I tell them. Could the fact that I am on those lists be the reason why I get a mail-in ballot whenever everyone else in the household got a sample ballot? Oops. That's one of the little tactics. You get a sample for you and real one for you. Despite my Republican registration, it sounds like it now, doesn't it? Since I don't trust the chain of custody in a mail-in ballot, I always take my mail-in ballot to the polling station instead. The gesture is largely useless. What we have here is grotesquely changed electoral landscape. Go to the poll station to vote, likely newly minted democracies do, like Americans have always done. Nope, not the deal anymore. Turns out that mail-in ballots are all that matter now, because all anybody has to do is harvest and keep harvesting them until Democrats get the results they want. I wrote about those lingering questions in the recent midterm here. Count all the ballots? has been the preemptive Democratic cry. The slogan they shout before anyone even realized there was a problem. Count all the ballots! Count all the ballots! Yet in reality, the slogan was their defense of the sneaky little project, making anyone who didn't like it a disenfranchised person. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Ballot harvesting, we're talking about that. Oh my God, I'm shocked to see that going on. Absolutely. Aren't you shocked? You should be shocked. And if you're not shocked, I'll get you shocked right now. This is a little clip here. This is this is from the Daily Caller, and this is the video that they're talking about. Let's see if we got it here. It's about ballot harvesting, picking up my ballots. I don't know how this is going to go. Here we go. Ballot harvesting. Oops. She's walking up to the door. Here we go. At a house. How this is going. And people are supporting the Democratic Party. She's ringing the doorbell. Ah, she's must be a paid operative of some sort. What is this all about? Nobody's coming to the door yet. What's up?
Hey, I'm looking for Brandy. Oh, it's Lulu. I'm coming. Came here to pick up your ballot.
Ah.
Yeah, we're offering this new service, but only to, like, people who are supporting the Democratic Party. It's a service. I'm just here to pick up your ballot and show you how to do it if you don't know. Yeah, it's new. The bill just passed last year at the end. So there's been a problem with, like, people, like, half the ballots that were mailed out last year didn't get back. A lot of people weren't signing the envelope in the back and stuff, but. Okay.
Lulu. It's a new service, said Lulu. Like, people who are supporting the Democratic Party. Oh,
yeah,
this is terrible.
Yeah, I can tell you the bill that was passed and stuff. It's not like I'm going to take it and fabricate it. But it has to be sealed and it has to be signed for me to even touch it.
This is, like, really unethical, what I'm seeing here on this video. She's standing outside a person's door, and they're talking through the door, basically. This Lulu, who's offering this service, that she wants to make sure that your ballot is properly signed. No chain of custody going on there, right? For Lulu? Jeez, it's amazing. Okay, so anyway, I'm speechless. I'm absolutely speechless to see ballot harvesting going, aren't you? ballot harvesting. So all we need is a few more ballots. Anyway, this is the Showalter article, though, and I think she's got a really, really good condensed version of it. Back in 2016, AB 1922, a law that actually permits ballot harvesting was passed. Anyone can turn in ballots now, no question asked, no chain of custody required. See, that's the key thing. She's going to the door and wanting to help people. Hey, for the Democratic Party, of course. Want to make sure your ballots are all signed properly? Just give me the ballot, and we'll harvest it for you. I mean, they just have unleashed everything imaginable. And there's just so much more that goes along with ballot harvesting. Democrats were hollering about how turnout and getting... They went on this whole thing. She goes on and talks about how she signs up for all of this political garbage in, garbage out. And, of course, what happens is that the new battle cry for the Democratic Party is, count all the ballots, count all the ballots, which is exactly what happened in Southern California, in particular Orange County, right? It's a lie, she says. It's not about counting all the ballots and the slightness. It is about selectively counting the ballots of only voters who fill in the Democratic slots. The Democratic operatives who called herself Lulu in this last video that you just heard wanted to collect only the ballot of the voter in the household who had a party affiliation, not the ballots of the Republicans. So it wasn't about counting all the ballots. It was about counting all the Democratic ballots and the ballots of those on the fence who could be muscled into voting Democratic. She, after all, offered to help the voter, which we all know means the ballot would be filled out a certain way. Oh, and here's another goodie in this. ballots can be harvested and mailed even on election day. And I know this is stunning, and a lot of people didn't understand that this was going on. I believe this is the first election this has ever happened. When the counts are happening, and Democrats can see which candidates are performing weekly in televised reports. Now, this is the key thing. And this is why I jumped all over Fox News, and I did this with Dave Janda. He asked me about Fox News. I said, God, Fox News was deplorable, despicable, what they did. Chris Dyer, it was terrible. They called the election. They called the election 90 minutes before the polls closed. And by the way, California had a massive turnout. Hello, how do you explain that? And what that meant was, in my opinion, the conservatives were on the rage. Yet, everybody was suppressed. Why? Because Fox News called it an hour, 90 minutes early. Oh, yeah, so it must be over. And, of course, then there was this ballot harvesting. But they called it 90 minutes early, and then they called all the other races, and they're all done by 8 o'clock. Now, here's the problem. The ballots weren't counted in all these counties. They couldn't have been possibly counted because these ballots were basically being packaged up and ready to be sent off to the county to be counted, which took at least until 10 o'clock that night in most precincts to do that. A disconnect or what? A big one. A big one. I mean, we just can't allow this to go on. We have to save the republic. Don't you think? I think it's a pretty good idea we try and save the republic. I don't know why I might think that, but, it's all about counting the ballots in the slightest. It's not about that at all. Operatives can be dispatched like flying monkeys to those districts to intrude on the private spaces of voters who maybe didn't want to vote or were planning to go to the polls in the evening and harvest those votes on the spot. See, there were a lot of voters who were planning to go but listened to Fox News and didn't go. I got that from people myself where they called in and said, "What's up with that? We should always go." But guess what? It was already called, so why go? That happened in Orange County. After all, the harvesters, by coming to the home, signaled they knew where the voters lived, and theoretically many of those voters could have been illegal immigrants registered. Oh, I hate it when this happened. Whether they like it or not, by the DMV to vote. So they were going to vote. Oh, and after harvesting the vote, could the Democratic operative have steamed, opened the ballots and collected to see how many of those votes were marked to make sure they were delivering the votes? With zero chain of custody rules, she certainly could. And there's the key thing. Custody rules did not apply. The specter of involuntary registration combined with ballot harvesting on the other and really does present some selective vote counting as well as fraud opportunities. This is the kind of thing that went on in Daniel Ortega's Nicaragua, where the elections were denounced as fraudulent and unfair by global electoral monitors. They've effectively ended the right to abstain, which until now has been an acceptable choice in like a commie place. They are effectively making voting compulsory for people who may not even want to vote. And remember, it's not who votes, it's who counts the votes. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America.
Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Nothing like a little voter fraud, right? Nothing like a little voter fraud going on in our daily lives. It's just absolutely stunning to see what is going on with California's voter fraud. And again, I bring this up because, you know, you got all the people in place. You got the monoparty system. You got a dictator in charge. You've got the henchman and Alex Padilla, Secretary of State. And, of course, Javier Ma-ha-ha. She goes on in her article, and what we're talking about right now is an article that's out of American Thinker. We'll have it posted up on Agenda 21 Radio. We were going to put up the Daily Caller one. We just didn't get to it. But this is from Monica Showalter. She's done a knockoff article, and she's got her opinion here. Fabulous, fabulous stuff. I couldn't, you know, I'm loving it because she's breaking it all down. And what we need to do is, and again, we need to start challenging these people. This is where we come in and start saying, look, at voter suppression, voter fraud is just so replete within California. It's a fraud. I mean, complete fraud. That's why New California exists. That's why New California exists. This kind of stuff that's going on right now happens in Nicaragua. So it's kind of interesting. We're bringing all these South. By the way, I understand South America. You can't drive buses around on election day. You know why? because they don't want you driving buses with loaded with hundreds of people from one polling place to the next. Jeez. I mean, we can't figure that one out in California? Yeah, just shut down the buses. You can't drive on election day a bus. They confiscate it, I guess, in some places. I mean, that ends the corruption. Well, I get, but, you know, listen, there are so many schemes that are part of this whole thing to make you sort of feel good. You know, get out the vote in every such way. If you've got a monoparty system and you've got no controls, no checks and balances, guess what? This is what you get. You get this sort of thing. You get this sort of thing. And you break down the Republican form of government. I'm going to go back to the guarantee clause of our Constitution. It's very fundamental. We have a Republican form of governance in which there's checks and balances. And in this government system, corruption will run rampant. If it's a monoparty system, if people are not doing the checks and balances, it runs rampant. And that's what we have here. We have that exact same thing happening right now. Because of a dictatorship in charge. A tyranny has been foisted upon us. Now, we are guaranteed in Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, a Republican form of governance. And we're not getting it. We are not getting it. With ballot harvesting just so blatant, where they're just going to come to your house and pick up the ballot. They send out all... But who's... You know, here's the question. Who's paying these people to go out and pick up? I mean, this takes a person to walk out, be badged up, have it look some sort of look credible, be badged up, and go harvest a ballot. That's a very, very labor-intensive function just in and of itself. Why is that going on? And who's paying for it? Is this where George Soros comes in? In many, many shapes and sizes, it does. That's the way it is. That's what they want. She finalizes her article this way. But what you have here is a real corruption of democracy. The end of choice in whether to vote and the selective harvesting of votes as now the new ground game. In the era of 3D and other high-tech printers, and a very badly run electoral operation by the California Secretary of State, Alex Padilla, the prospect of ballot suffering is there, too. Now that anyone can turn in ballots with zero chain of custody rules. It's not democratic. It's not Republican. It's the sort of thing dictators in badly run, impoverished countries do. And they, what a coincidence, California leads the nation in poverty. It's also the kind of thing United Nations observers and international communities, liberal electoral integrity commissions, condemn. Where's the condemnation for this clearly outrageous practice going on in California? It's on track to getting very, very worse. See, this is my whole notion, my whole contention. This is why we started New California. The whole notion, the whole contention of this is that we are corrupt, we're a failed state, and there's no turning back now. It's in insurrection. Being deliberately done, being deliberately led this way. And ballot harvesting is just one of these kind of crazy things. This is a reality in California. That's why it is a failed state. And that's why we pray in our grievances that the President of the United States will do what? That's why he'll We want him to declare California in a state of insurrection and end the government of California as we know it. End it. Kind of an interesting concept. Just get rid of the government, right? Well, you have to have something else in place of it, of course. But as long as this sort of thing goes on, and the further it goes on and on and on and on, the worse it gets. The worse it gets. And there's no turning back, because now, in every part of California government, you have examples after examples after examples of a failed state. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and naturally we're going to be following up on all this election stuff and the scamming, because we're on it. I think every day for the next year, we're going to have something about scamming the electoral system in California. What a mess. I mean, what a mess has been going on in California.
Anyway, I'd like to thank everybody who was on the phone call last night. We did our first and third Sunday phone call, and the first one was quite successful. We had a lot of people, and we really appreciate that. Now, if you are inclined to become involved in New California, you want to hear what's going on, we broadcast this every first and third Sunday at 7 o'clock. You can go to the website, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, and it says here, telephone calls on the website. Seriously, that's what it says. No, it doesn't say that. It says conference call. There's a button. It says conference call, and you can get all the information because, you know, it's one of these freeconferencecall.com things, and you get the telephone number and then your passcode and you're in, and you can listen to what's going on. We ask that everybody mute their buttons as we get started and so on. We do a rundown. We had a fabulous one last night. We talked about what was going on in New California, especially with in light of the fire and putting together the emergency services that we had going on up there in Butte County. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, GoFundMe to help us with the Butte County folks. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.